We're good.
We're back in our public meeting at this time. Next on the agenda are resolutions. First resolution, Resolution 79-2018, tax-exempt, fully disabled veteran. And first, just to make sure we say it, I think on behalf of the entire community, we thank this veteran for their service, and we certainly honor the sacrifice they've made. This resolution is related to Lauren R. McCollum Young, owner, co-owner of Block 18, Lot 40, which is at 173 Mount Grove Road. She's been determined by the Veterans Administration to be a totally and permanently disabled veteran, and she's applying for the waiver of property taxes. The taxes have already been billed for 2018, so by township policy, we would resolve to reimburse her in the amount of $340.70 for the municipal portion of her tax bill prorated to November 2nd, 2018. And going forward, the property would be exempt from all property taxes as long as it is owned and occupied by the veteran or her surviving spouse in accordance with the continuance of the right to exempt beginning in 2019. Any comments or discussion or a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve resolution number 79-2018, tax exempt, fully disabled veteran.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Next resolution, number 80-2018, redemption of tax sale certificate. The tax collector did sell a tax sale certificate number 201802 on September 21st, 2018, to Christiana TC/FCE1 First Trust. Therefore, be it resolved that the Mayor, Treasurer, and Clerk be authorized to sign a check in the amount of $11,147.31, and further resolve that an additional check in the amount of $27,500 for the premium paid, and that these checks will be mailed to the Christiana TC/FCE1 First Trust. Is there a discussion or motion?
If there's no discussion, I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 80-2018, Redemption of Tax Sale Certificate for Christiana TC/FCE1 First Trust.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next resolution, 81-2018, another redemption of tax sale certificate. The tax collector did sell a tax certificate number 201704 on October 13th, 2017. Again, to Christiana TC/FCE1 First Trust. This resolution, therefore, be resolved that the Mayor, Treasurer, and Clerk be authorized to sign a check in the amount of $21,627.93 and an additional check in the amount of $23,500 for the premium paid, and that these checks would be mailed to Christiana TC/FCE1 First Trust. If there's any discussion or a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve resolution number 81-2018, redemption of tax sale certificate for Christiana TC/FCE1 First Trust.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next resolution, number 82-2018, authorizing the release of a performance bond. This relates to GenPsych PC. We have a letter from the township engineer. They have decided not to proceed with the completion of an approved site plan. They had put up this performance bond. You would note in the letter that the owner of that property, Scenic Pastures LLC, is endeavoring to transition completion of the project to another healthcare entity. The engineer has instructed our building department not to release a modified permit until a new entity posts an updated form of security to the satisfaction of the township committee. So the resolution before us is to release the amount of the performance guarantee in the amount of $10,784.72 to GenPsych LLC based on the recommendation of the township engineer. Is there any discussion?
I'll make a motion to release the performance bond of GenPsych Block 43, Lot 405, Resolution 82-2018.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Abstain.
Yes.
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 Yes. And the next resolution is Resolution 83-2018, approving a settlement agreement providing services to Little Brook Lane Property Owners Association. There's a full resolution that will be printed with the various statute citations and the like. The highlights would be that whereas the Municipal Services Act requires the township in certain instances to either reimburse specified community associations for the removal of snow or to provide such services. Our attorney has advised us that he finds the Little Brook Lane Property Owners Association in compliance with the various statutory requirements. And therefore, the committee has reviewed and negotiated through our attorney. This resolution will pay compensation to the Little Brook Lane Property Owners Association for all prior obligations of the township for snow removal, the sum of $40,631.50, and to take on future snow removal for this for the Little Brook Lane Property Owners Association. To be very clear, the township is not taking over ownership of this road or any other obligations related to this road. Anything else you'd like to?
Yeah, that's correct, Mayor. There's one slight revision that needs to be due to Mother Nature. When I sat here in August, our goal was to beat the snow with this adoption, and we didn't. So therefore, because of the early snow on the resolution, at the bottom of the first page of the therefore clause, it's all times prior to November 1st instead of November 30th.
December 1st.
No, November 1st.
November 1st. Oh, so that there's... Oh, sorry.
Correct, so we don't create a gap. And that would carry through to the first page of the agreement in the fifth whereas clause, November 1st. And the mayor states it correctly in compliance with NJSA 40:67-23 and the following portions that the we've gone through this piece by piece, and that the Little Brook Lane Property Owners Association has met their statutory obligations, triggering the township obligation that's set forth in the agreement and the resolution.
Any discussion from the committee?
So it's already been corrected on this, right? It's already been corrected in here, Matt? It says
no,
November 1st.
It has.
But not in the there.
Oh, okay. Form. Okay. I
wasn't aware that there had been activity. I should have presumed it, yep. But I wasn't aware of the activity until today.
So the motion would be for Resolution 83-2018 amended in the first therefore clause to be all times prior to November 1st, 2018.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 I was right.
Okay. Next, on to old business. The last meeting, and this goes back several meetings ago, the township had set up a subcommittee to draft professional standards and general procedures for administrative inspections. That subcommittee was Committeewoman Kohler and Committeeman Wunder. We have before us a proposed professional standards and general procedures for administrative inspections. Unless you any introduction you'd like to give to it, or I think we've had this now for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I think, it's where it needs to be at this point. I think now it's a matter of how do we go about implementing it. I don't know, Matt, you had mentioned putting it into a resolution, but I don't know if you still feel that way.
Well, I think now that we've really narrow, I mean, it's really crisp, so to speak, after putting it aside. I would, unless there's any hesitation, I would move to adopt it tonight, since it, you know, it's been worked through, and have it not have it linger, not and have it take immediate effect once it's been promulgated through the departments.
And we have to talk about, I think, too, where it, how do we distribute it, like how do we get it to the right people so that they're aware of it. But we don't have to talk about that tonight.
Well, I mean, we can include that in the motion. I mean, the motion would be to adopt this professional standards and general procedures, and that motion could include distribution to any and all township employees or agents who conduct such inspections.
And that makes sense to me.
I would just ask that it be as soon as possible so we close any now that we've addressed it, I don't want to have that gap where where it's not disseminated and actually being followed.
So here's the question. We do this as a motion tonight, as I understand it. Would we want to put this, then do we have to have this on our reorg again for January, since it's not an ordinance, it's only either a motion or a resolution?
Yeah, technically anything that you'd want to do that way would need to be renewed.
Okay,
so can I get a motion to adopt the professional standards and general procedures for administrative inspections for the Township of Lebanon and to distribute it to all employees, appointed officials, elected officials of the township?
You're making that motion.
Did you make that motion? Or
well, I was asking if somebody would like to make. Can I make? You want me to? Yeah, I'll make the motion.
Sure.
Sure.
I'll second it.
Roll call.
Yes.
Deserve to. No.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. New business. We have a matter with the...
Can we do one old business?
Oh, sorry, yes.
The phone system. This is either going to be the death of me or I don't know which. There's still, I guess, talking to Matt, there's still one item on the 15. It was one of the items kicking back and forth. It's one that I guess Monmouth is still kind of hard-pressed that they don't want to change.
Yeah, I mean, it's liquidated damages to summarize it.
Basically, we had done our last time we sat here, we kind of gave the approval of it, you know, with the expectation of going back and forth legal. There's still this hang-up on the basically liquidated damages of around basically the first year of the contract. If we decide, if I understand it correctly, if we're leaving the contract within first year or within the contract term limits, that we would still be responsible for the value of the contract.
That's correct. And if we want to go any further, I'd recommend we go closed.
But I'm just saying, is that correct?
You framed it correctly. That's true. Yes.
So it's either we want to discuss this more to have him go. I don't see them budging on that scenario. It's either we want to go forward and we're fine with the contract. It seems to be their standard contract, or I take this, throw it in the garbage over there, and I start over.
They haven't. This was, you know, we were in active negotiation. I haven't heard from them since their request, which was to provide them with a clean document. Backing up somewhat without getting into the specifics on our exposure is they had referenced the town, I believe it was Madison, as a town that they had done a similar job with, and I had modeled our position on what they had agreed to there. I don't have objection to the paragraph in its entirety. There's parts that are impossible to quantify, which as a municipal attorney concern me. But the overall concept of the 1 year, we're in or we're out, meaning we're in for the whole year regardless of what we decide, that's your call. And there's no legal ramification other than paying for months you may not use. There's no you can bind yourself to that. Mm-hmm. The last clause regarding 100% termination liability payable to third parties. And, you know, I can't say that you can agree to do that. I just don't know where that ends. That's the one portion of it that really concerns me. The other ones, I don't want to have an academic argument over an approved service, over a damage clause that's not likely to happen. But that last thing, like I said, is ambiguous and could be.
As I understand, this just came in this afternoon.
Right.
I'm trying to decide.
I know Karen had called trying to get a hold of him, we're trying to move this along, so then I had the cell phone number.
But what I'm saying is the attorney hasn't had a chance to clarify that with anyone.
I'm
wondering whether we should have a more detailed executive session discussion, whether we should, what action we can take right now.
If we want to talk about an executive, best place.
I guess, yeah, you can. I think it's ripe tonight. I think. And I agree, as Mark stated, it's been a long and arduous process, and I don't want to be the hurdle to it. as long as, you know.
But I heard you say you have to be careful what we discuss, so should we defer this?
I think we have. If we're going to go further, yes, I think we have to.
So into executive session with potential action tonight or?
Could be.
Yeah, I think we have to preserve that right, correct.
Okay, so we'll get back to that.
That was my only old business.
Sorry, any other old business? Okay, new business. Letter from a DPW employee alternate for the liaison.
Yeah, we had received a letter of resignation from Jeffrey Fallone from DPW, so I'd like to have a motion to accept his resignation.
I'll make a motion to accept Jeffrey Fallone's resignation effective on 11/26/2018. With thanks for his service to the community.
I will second it.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Also, Mayor, Hickory Run guardrail is mostly done. The DPW supervisor is going to have him come back and do four more posts and touch up a few things, and then they should be done.
And I would note that was a New Jersey Department of Transportation grant that paid for that.
So. Correct.
That's very good. The other item of new business is to schedule our 2019 reorganization meeting. In discussions with the clerk, well, and the attorney, we have to have that meeting in the first 7 days of the new year. And given that the weekend takes out several of those days, our normal day would be January 2nd. The clerk informs me that she believes she can have all of the required documentation in place by January 2nd. The question would be, as long as the committee all is available, we would look for a motion to schedule our reorg meeting on January 2nd. Any discussion? That's a Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
First Wednesday.
The first Wednesday.
Yeah.
That's good.
Is there a motion? Do we need a motion, I assume?
At what time?
Yeah, I just need the 6
o'clock, I think.
Normally we do it a little earlier than the regular meeting.
Six.
Is 6 the normal time?
Is that okay with everyone?
No Board of Health meeting then. We don't have it.
No meetings before the...
All right.
So I'll make a motion for to schedule the reorganization meeting for January 2nd at 6 p.m.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. On to presentation of vouchers.
All right. We have DPW Warren Materials, asphalt in the amount of $1,493.43. We have Road Safety Systems, LLC, guardrail repairs, Anthony Stiker Roads, in the amount of $1,350. Updike Sales and Service, parts, in the amount of $2,212.99. Griffith Allied Trucking, diesel fuel, $1,316.10. Griffith Allied Trucking again, diesel fuel, $1,354.05. Gannett, New Jersey Newspapers, advertisement for employment, $1,803.02. Lisbon Truck Center fire truck repair, $22,130.99. Kano signs, many signs for a lot of roads and stop signs, $2,607.86. CMN Auto Parts, and that's $1,743.54. A&S Hydraulics, dump truck cylinder, $1,645. I thought I had one other one. Yes. Cassie Patrick in park cleaning for 2018, which appears to be the entire year, actually, from what I see. And that's $2,805 even. And that's all I have.
I have two here. First one for Gephardt and Kiefer, which is general services on the retainer for October 2018. It's $1,833. I also have another one here for Gephardt and Kiefer, which is outside the retainer. It reflects negotiations and services rendered for CWA, Little Brook Lane, and the Hodgkins. That total is $4,067.47. That's all I have.
I have the New Jersey State Health Benefit Plan for the month of December, active and retired employees, a total of $40,080.56. Payment for the Volunteer Fire Department for a Zoll automated CPR device, $14,220. Tax sale certificate from earlier in the meeting, number 201704, in the amount of $23,500. Also, tax sale certificate, the other payment for number 201704, $21,627.93. The other tax sale certificate, number 201802, in the amount of $27,500. And the second payment on tax sale certificate 201802, $11,147.31. Payment to Van Cleef Engineering Associates for the conversion of our tax map. Current services rendered $9,758 for the period of the month of August. Payment to Advanced Recovery, this was for our electronics recycling, $3,350. Payment to LMR Disposal for our fall cleanup day, total of $1,192.05. Postage meter, $2,000, paid to the U.S. Postal Service. Cooperative communications for a phone bill, monthly $1,035.64. Finch fuel oil, fuel to the Fire Station 2 municipal building, squad buildings, and the garage, $2,237.84. And the publication of the winter newsletter, $1,000 even.
Okay. I have one only that applies, Animal Control Solutions, for the month of October, $1,980. There are 6 bite cases, 2 injured cats, and a confined stray.
I have a couple of Traffic Safety Corporation. This is for a radar sign. This is for a police department to have one of those portable radars outside of the one that they have to tow around, the one that can be mounted to poles, for $3,096. I have one for Ford Motor Credit. This is for a payment on our Interceptor for $13,718.19. This is for Smith Motor Company. This is for repairs to some of the basically mechanical repairs to police cars, $3,588.58. And then I have M&W Communications. This is for portable radios, $1,684. These are 4 radios for 2 of the Special 3s, so that value gets reimbursed through our shared service with the Voorhees. That's it.
Before I ask for a motion on the voucher list, I need to exclude a voucher that was processed through and is currently listed. This is to Gephardt and Kiefer in the amount of $1,060.48. This was erroneously charged to the township's open space. This relates to the Pelio acquisition and should be charged to the escrow account on Pelio. So this would be deleted from our voucher list. With that deletion, is there a motion to approve the voucher list?
I'll make a motion to approve the voucher list.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. On to remaining business. First is the tax collector's report for the month of October 2018. Letter from Mary Highland, our tax collector. Taxes collected for the year 2018, $1,475,037.45. Taxes prepaid for 2019, $36,335.67. Trailer court fee, $2,220. Interest collected, $3,361.22. And in lieu taxes, $404.20. For total receipts of $1,517,358.54. Then we have the Lebanon Township Environmental Open Space Commission minutes from August 6th as well as October 1st with an attached letter. And I'll turn it over to our liaison to discuss that.
Yeah, there's a letter that about a couple months ago we had discussed that the state had gone out to our open spaces, done an inspection. There was a number of properties that had encroachments and activities on them that didn't adhere to the requirements of Green Acres, and they asked us to resolve that. We had talked the meeting to have a for the EOC to inspect it and send a letter out. This is more about, you know, a letter of, so everybody here knows what the letter is. It's going out to the public that is surrounding those open spaces to make them aware that if they have something out there to remove it, if they've been utilizing it with ATVs or hunting or things like that, that they should stop. So that's really what that's about.
So this is going out to roughly, I think it's 30 of the property owners surrounding the 100 acres of one of the Nicholson, so-called Nicholson and Fisher property, and then there'll be another 20 or so letters going out to
Shaft property.
So now we are to the point of public comment. Is there a motion to open to public comment for any topic anyone would like to address?
I'll make a motion to open a public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. This time the floor is open for public comment that anyone would like to make.
Oh, Lori Hoff from Buffalo Hollow. On this animal control, so you said there were 6 bites, but there's only 3. But they're all 3 rabies bites in the township that you never hear anything about?
Doesn't mean that they have rabies. It means
that just that there's, well, so somebody got bit by an animal.
Mm-hmm.
And so will we ever know if they have rabies or not? Whatever animals that they...
It comes back to the Board of Health, right? The county?
The county.
And then Karen will know.
So is that something the public would know if there was a positive rabies?
I haven't experienced it yet, so I'm not quite sure how they would advise us to proceed with it.
Okay.
On a specific
basis, I'm not sure.
The county sends out statistics.
We do, have an annual report.
Or,
but
What's confusing is the way the bill reads. It says rabies bite. It's a dog bite, and the dog's being quarantined for 7 days.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not a rabies bite.
Right,
okay.
But they quarantine it to see if that dog possibly has rabies.
Yeah, by state statute, you have to quarantine the animal for 7 to 10 days, depending on what...
10 now.
So it should be like dog bite, checking for rabies.
26,
so
it's 42.
It's the way their internal accounting is.
But now there's one that she went 3 times. So it's all to one place, $660, and it says... Then finally it was forwarded to the Department of Health. Is it because nobody was there to quarantine their dog?
What are you talking? I'm not sure.
I'm here. There's 3 times.
I've read it, too. There's 3 times. I think we need to review this with the ACO going forward.
That was my
question.
To
see where we're at
thing for next year, right?
And see how our police are reacting also with this.
Right.
So that's, I think, that we need to get to this, where we're going to be.
But now, is there a... I know that the police determine if they call her.
Like, well, that's still under concern. And our police chief happens to be here, and we discussed that earlier because something has changed in recent months. And we don't know if it's related to the new statute or how these calls are being made. But
I would just say that the committee is aware of this, and we're going to review it.
Well, just that we're
forward.
Paying for stray cats, a lot of money.
If a cat is injured by state statute, you have
this
to pick it up.
This is a stray.
Stray injured.
No, one was injured and the other one was stray. They're 2 different places.
Aren't they the same address?
No. One
Shara Road?
One Shara, the other's Winding Brook.
No, you've got injured cat at 644 Winding Brook, injured cat at 57 Shara.
No, I have at the end the last one.
Confined stray dog.
As I said, we're going to review
this. What you have might have a shorthand where sometimes the actual terminology doesn't get right, but...
But is
to
there
my
an
knowledge,
actual...
The committee's policy has been that we don't send out the animal control for stray.
Which just seems, because it's this year, there seems like extraordinary amount of money we're spending on the animal control, so that Is there a procedure on when they call? And
well, that's what I've also learned, and that's what we have to review a little bit further. We had, at the beginning of the year, we had a very strict policy that the animal control officer would only be called out by the police department. What we've since learned is, and it may be related to the new statute, but the county dispatch now seems to know our animal control officer number, and when a resident, for example, or anyone would call in a injured domestic pet, cat or dog, I don't think it's limited to cat or dog, the county dispatch automatically dispatches our animal control.
So what's without the new statute?
That's not that. Are you seeing that happening? Because I haven't seen it. They come back to you. Well, we could get into this.
I think we need to review
this.
We have to review this.
We need to look into this and get to it.
Yeah, because I know
that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Okay. It just seemed like a lot of...
Thank you for the comments, though.
Okay. Hmm. Thank you.
Any other public comment?
Ron Mikowski, Rector and Road. Yeah, I just want to hammer a little bit on that animal control. $2,300?
$1,980.
And you're saying there's the way it is, our police department is supposed to be calling them out. That's the way they understand it.
Yeah.
So if the county is calling, then why are they responding? My point is, is it going through proper channels?
Yes. When a call comes in, it goes to the police. If the call goes directly to Animal Control Solutions, they call the police and get permission to go. Now, sometimes what ends up happening is you get situations like with that heron, where Fish and Game Wildlife wouldn't come out. They had nobody to do it. The resident came back down here and demanded that it be done and sat on the police's doorstep. The police ended up going out. So you do have situations like that with your residents where there's a lot of pressure, and the police will then...
Animal control, I thought, like you just said, is for pets, domestic animals.
No, it's wild everything.
Birds.
Fish and Game won't come
not
out.
Not protected species.
If they're injured.
The herrings are.
If they're injured.
That's not ours. That's theirs.
Read the statutes.
Yeah. And I think.
But we are reviewing that because I think some procedure
you're
has changed.
Wait a minute. You're telling me, so if there's an injured deer on the road there, we have to call animal control?
No, that would be the wildlife. That would be wildlife.
Oh, a bird, a heron isn't wildlife?
Well, if they don't respond, they will come back to your animal control officer or your police. That's what will happen. If there's nobody there that will respond to it, can't do it, can't get to it. And that's what happened with the heron. So it fell back on us.
It's a wild animal. We're not responsible for wild animals.
If the Fish and Game can't get it and there's a wild animal out there, your animal control officer has to do it, but it's through the police.
I never read the statute, but I find it very hard.
Well, go read the statutes.
Okay. We'll take your comment under advisement. And
yes.
Thank you very much.
Double check the statute. Thank you. Any other comment from the public? Seeing none, is there a motion to close public comment?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And at this time, the committee will again be going into executive session. We have several items. One will be a personnel matter related to our tax assessor position. We will have an update on our CWA negotiations. We will have an update on our PBA negotiations. Did you want to address the contract matter tonight, or
there'll
be a contract matter related to our ACO, and as we mentioned earlier, there will be a contract matter related to our telecom contract, and there could be potential action, I believe, only on that topic.
I have one personnel matter that may have action too.
Okay.
That I would like to talk.
Do we need any more detail than that?
No.
I think that is a no.
Is it a general application or specific?
Specific. Can I say it has to do with the resignation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So this will be resolution 84, 2018?
No. Is it 84? Yeah, I guess it is. Yes, I'm sorry.
84.